there is a ominous warning that goes along with this window. There is a beware that goes along with this season of acceleration. And the beware is to beware of the spirit of the Antichrist. What is the Antichrist spirit? The Antichrist spirit is a serpent spirit. Now get this, I'm gonna hit this hard. I don't wanna scare you to death, but I wanna tell you that the Antichrist is a serpent with a forked tongue. It began in the book of Genesis when the first serpent opposed God. And how did he oppose God? He opposed God with his mouth. He opened up his mouth and began to speak lies and deceived Eve. And what he was saying out of his mouth was an accusation against God, against the people of God, to destroy the people of God. So the very introduction of the Antichrist spirit was a snake spirit that spoke with a forked tongue and gave half-truths in order to deceive Eve in the Garden of Eden. I want to go on down to Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12 talks about a great dragon. And what's interesting about that is that that same word in the Greek, there is the word in Greek, drakon, is actually the word serpent, a great serpent. So it's the very same thing referring to the devil. And notice what the devil is doing. Notice what this serpent is doing. The same thing he was doing in the Garden of Eden. He was the accuser of the brethren who accused them before God day and night, and he has been cast down. In these last days, you are going to hear attack after attack against the people of God. You're going to hear people opening their mouths and speaking half-truths, things that they do not know all the facts about, things that they're lying about, and things that they're doing just to get popular themselves. You're going to see people attacking ministries. We're already seeing it across, not in one place. We're seeing it from coast to coast. And I want to tell you, in the next season, you're going to see this Antichrist spirit rear up with a forked tongue. Why does he speak half-truths? Because he knows you would not believe a lie. If he just told you something that sounded like a lie, you wouldn't believe it. But if he wraps enough fact around it, it looks like a truth when in fact it's not even the truth. It's a partial truth. So he's pointing in corners at the people of God, trying to attack the people of God. But here's what I want to tell you, body of Christ. You cannot repeat those things. You cannot like them on social media. You cannot share them on social media. You cannot gossip in the restaurant about it. If you want to talk to somebody, you need to talk to God Almighty and nobody else, and keep it to yourself. Don't be a part of spreading rumors. Don't be one of those that says, did you hear about this? Did you hear what they said about this one and what they said about that one? Because in these last days, that is not going away. It is an Antichrist spirit that speaks with a forked tongue to bring accusation, not against the wrong, against the brethren, against the brothers and sisters of the kingdom of God. Let me warn you tonight what Jesus said to us. He said in Matthew 12, and I want you to read this scripture, Matthew 12, verse 36, but I say to you that for every idle word that men speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. I'm going to tell you, that one needs to scare us to death, and it needs to be on our refrigerator. He's not just pointing his finger at me or your enemy. He's talking about you and everybody sitting beside of you. But I say to you that every idle word that men speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words, you will be justified, and by your words, you will be condemned. Do not participate in that type of gossip. Do not participate in that type of rumor. Do not participate in anybody that is bringing accusations against anointed people that God has used. No, anointed people are not perfect people. They can get in the flesh. They do have dark sides sometimes because they have bad days just like you do. And they have rough, hard seasons just like you do. But if God is using them, if God is using them to save souls and set the captives free, we do not stand in judgment of them along with their accusers and point our fingers in the place. No, the Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Be on the side of righteousness and do not spread those things. Do not say those things. Do not share those things. And by all means, do not repeat those things, because we will stand in God's judgment one day. Look at Ephesians 5, and my 5 minutes is about up. I got to get back to the happy stuff. Let no one deceive you with empty words. Because of these things, the wrath of God comes on the sons of disobedience. Therefore, everybody read verse 7 with me. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. Turn to your neighbor and say, therefore, do not be partakers with them. Do not be partakers with them. Well, Dr. B, what do I do when I read it on TikTok? What do I do when I read it on social media? What do I do when I read it? You do what the Apostle Paul did when the snake wrapped his hand around him. He went to the fire and he shook it off, and we need to shake it off and get on about the Father's business. Hallelujah. You don't have time to mess with idle gossip. You don't have time to mess with a rumor. You don't have time to sit in a restaurant or in a corner and talk about the people of God. You don't have time for that. There is a harvest that we must win. There are sons and daughters counting on us to reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's a basketball team that needs to hear the gospel. There's a football team that needs to hear the gospel. There's a high school, Nick, that needs to hear the gospel. There's a winter fest that needs to hear the gospel. You don't have time to be reckless with your words and your finger pointing. No, Jesus is coming soon. You are in a window of acceleration. Ha. Hallelujah. Don't be caught on the wrong side of that. Every idle word, shake it off. Everybody say, shake it off. You got to shake it off. If you get bit by the viper, shake it off. Don't watch the videos. Don't read the comments. You keep scrolling till good news comes back on your phone. You keep scrolling until a prophecy comes up. You don't need to know. There's another word for that, and it's called being a busybody. And the Bible says that if you find a busybody, that you need to part ways with them. No, you don't need to know. Shake it off. All you need to know is that Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom, and trumpets will sound. All the dead in Christ shall rise, and we'll meet him in the skies. That's what you need to know, that Jesus is coming soon.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have 4 ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
Well, can I get back to the happy stuff again? There's a warning in these last days. Beware of the Antichrist spirit, and don't participate with it. Whatever you do, don't be found participating, because we will be judged for that. Let it die. Shake it off in the fire and let it die. So what is God's plan for this little window? What is God's plan for this last and final bloom of the menorah? Woo! What is God's final countdown look like? I personally believe it looks like revival. That's what I believe. The other night, Michael Roberts was sharing something with me. He said, Dr. B, an old intercessor, a lady that's getting close to 90, he said, I actually thought she had already passed. And I didn't even know that she still had my number. He said, she called me on the phone. Now, this was just last week, right after the new year, just a few days after the new year. And she said, Michael, I didn't know if this was still your number, but I have to call and tell you about this prophetic dream the Lord gave me. She said, a man came to my house and said, let's go fishing. And she said, I went down to the pond, and there was fish just jumping everywhere. And she said, they were brim, the biggest brim I've ever seen. And she said, I was catching them one after the other, and I was filling up a bucket. And she said, I knew they were brim because the Lord was saying, fill it to the brim. And I was filling the brim up to the brim. He said, and somebody said to me, why are you going down there fishing? There's too many snakes down there. And she said, I was so busy catching the fish, I hadn't even noticed. And I looked down and I saw all these snakes all over the place. And she said, I don't have time for these snakes. And she said, I got fish to catch. And she was just kicking them all right and left. She said, I don't have time to fool with these snakes. I've got a work to do for God. And that's where I want you to be. You don't have time to mess with that. You don't have time to fool around with that. You don't have time to deal with that. You don't have time to talk about that. There are sons and daughters waiting on your prayers. There are fish to catch. Fill it up to the brim. Oh, Satan is messing, but God is blessing. Which side do you want to be on? You want to be in a mess, or do you want to be in a blessing? Because both are happening at the same time. Well, so I believe we are headed into a final season of acceleration. I believe we're headed into a final season of revival. I've read some of this to you in the past, but I thought, since I'm going to pray at Azusa Prayer Tower this week, I thought I would pull out some of these revival prophecies. So let me read some of them to you. Here's one by David Wilkerson. David Wilkerson said, I see a plague coming on the world. He said, the bars and the churches and the government will shut down. We've already seen that happen. This plague will hit New York City and shake it like it's never been shaken. The plague is going to force prayerless believers into radical prayer and into their Bibles, and repentance will be the cry of the man of God in the pulpit. And out of it will come the third great awakening that will sweep America and the world. Is anybody ready for the third great awakening? Hallelujah. Anybody ready for that? Dr. Lester Summerall, this is what he said. He said, I see a revival coming that will not last long. No, because if we complete the Great Commission in the next 5 years, this is not even going to be as long as the Azusa revival. It won't even be as long as the Brownsville revival. If the Lord starts revival now, that will be a short revival compared to some of them in the past. I see a revival coming that will not last long, but that it will come upon young men and women who are not well known or even greatly appreciated. I want you to look at this next one. This is from the great Smith Wigglesworth. He said, I see it. I see it. And shut it in his eyes again, he said, I see the greatest revival in the history of mankind coming to planet Earth, maybe as never before. I see the dead raised. I see every form of disease being healed. I will not see it in my lifetime, but I see it in my spirit, and it is coming. Anybody want to embrace that prophecy right now with a praise? Anybody want to say, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready for revival. I'm ready to see it coming. I don't know about you, but this is what I think is going to happen in the next 5 years as we finish the Great Commission. This is what I think. I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. And hallelujah, it will come to pass, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And on my men servants and my maid servants, I will pour out of my spirit in those days. I say, let revival happen. Let revival happen. Hallelujah. And while you're drawing your own conclusion, while you're deciding whether you believe anything I said tonight, whether you believe the Great Commission is about over, whether you believe the times of the Gentiles are about over, whether you believe the 2,000 years since Pentecost is coming, I don't care if you've turned all of that off. Here is something I want you to think about. Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Oh, you may not believe Dr. B, but you believed Dr. Paul when he said, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of an archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet them in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Maybe you don't believe me, but do you believe Paul when he said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet of God shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. And this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Do you believe that?
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.